because we are taught God as a source outside of us, people will pray to God for change and pray to God for help, not realizing that it is themselves that need to allow the change and allow the help. God is the universe. God is you. So when you pray to change, when you pray to God for change, and things appear to be falling apart, people don't really genuinely want change. They just want things to change how they want them to and how they expect them to, not realizing that there's already a path for their life. And there's a specific way to get there that's beyond their human mind. So when things begin falling apart, as it appears to be, it's really just the illusion of life falling apart, giving the opportunity for the real you to emerge. But people don't want to allow that because they're scared. It's fear, which is opposite of God. So the very people that are praying for help and praying for change to a God as a source outside of themselves are the very people that are not allowing God to work by allowing change in their own life. People are not realizing that they are one with God. So to pray to God for change is to pray that one within themselves changes. And people don't want to change themselves, because it's too hard to step away from a past that defines you. It's too hard to step away from teachings and beliefs and ancestry and bloodlines that define you, because people are fearful. If they let go of everything that currently defines them, who are they now? And that's the fear that is keeping God from this earth. God is simply the energy of love. When a person finds love within themselves and realizes that they are deserving of freedom and peace and love, but they are the only ones that are capable of bringing it to themselves, because they are the ones that are one with God. They are the ones that are capable of bringing the change to this world that they are praying for, at the same time not wanting to change their own life. That's not how this world works. That's not how this life works. That's not who we are. God is not a source outside of us. God is within us. So when we pray to God for change, we are asking the universe to change us. We have to then allow the change to occur in the form of the illusion of everything we've been taught to fall apart, so that the real us can emerge. Clarity can be gained on who we really are. To pray to God for change is to understand that your life will completely change. And that is what we're here to do. If we individually save ourselves, we collectively save the world, because we are one.